This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Despite hearing from those who outlived their terminal disease, the 29-year-old woman with brain cancer has apparently been assisted in ending her own life Sunday afternoon. Oregon is one of five states which have decriminalized such suicide assistance. The man who made sure that no pro-life bills received even a vote in the U.S. Senate may be out of a job as Senate Majority Leader after Tuesday's election. Most pundits are confident in saying Republicans should hold a majority there come January. The senator from Nevada has said he still intends to run for re-election in 2016. They call it a euthanasia death, but it was a killing. The mother of a 12-year-old with severe autism was allowed by British courts to starve and dehydrate her child, Nancy Fitzmaurice. Meanwhile, sentencing in the starvation death of Robert Jensiak, a 32-year-old Pennsylvania man with Down syndrome, is putting his sister and parents behind bars for years. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today. Pro-life demonstrators showed up last week at Chicago's all-women's health clinic to find it closed. The clinic was owned by the same doctor who presided over the death of Tanya Reeves in a botched abortion at a Chicago Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.